Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the diary once again. And yesterday, it was her last entry, I guess, was February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. So as a person who's kind of going through a breakup and her man is now moved on from her and dating somebody else, she just hates humanity.
Everybody. Yep.
There's nothing good. She remembered back to when she was pathetic and used to bake cookies for people, and she can't decide which version is more pathetic. Somebody who was into Valentine's Day and lonely, or somebody who hates Valentine's Day because they're lonely.
Because she's hating and she's lonely, yeah.
So obviously that was written on February 14th.
March 3rd. I'm the only person who can change my life. Ugh. It sounds like some bull crap mantra my therapist dreamed up so she could keep collecting money for our 50 minute hours each week. It's a bull crap mantra, but it's true. I have to want to change my life, be happy, get better, blah, blah, blah. I finally started taking up running. I run when I'm angry or overwhelmed or want to cry until my eyeballs fall out. When I'm out there, I can yell at myself or try to think of nice things. I'm trying to get better at nice things. Dr. Murphy says beating myself up is not going to solve anything, but I'm not ready to stop yet. My feet pound the pavement and I can feel each step ring in my ears. Sometimes it's a pleasant jog and I enjoy the scenery or the people walking their dogs. But on the other days, I run until my legs throb like jelly filled and the pounding in my ears is so loud.
Wow.
It's never loud enough to drown out the voice in my head yelling at me. I'm so angry with myself. I had everything a person can want, and I threw it all away. Why? To see if it was real. It sure hurts like it was.
Oh.
Some people suck at cooking or golf, but I suck at life.
Can I tell you the greatest thing that just happened there?
What's that?
She says she sucks at life, but she's starting to not suck at life.
Yes.
She gets why she did what... She won't do it again. She might not get another chance.
Yeah, self-aware, self-exam. You're right. At least she's owning it now.
Oh, my God. I want to give this girl a hug. Somebody find this girl for us. She went to a therapist called Dr. Murphy. She got an internship. Like, wait, we got to be able to find this girl.
Right?
All right. Well, hopefully these realizations will get more frequent and she'll find love and happiness, and we'll all find out together when we read another diary entry at this time every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.